On a summer's night in 1940, in a rundown, smoke-filled gym on the second floor over the Jewel Box Girly Club downtown on East Baltimore's now infamous block, smelling of wintergreen, alcohol, camphor, and sweat, a young so-called trainer worked at his dream, teaching wannabe contenders how to fight, or better known today as how to box. His name was Eli Hanover, who grew up fighting on the streets and so felt he knew his business. On this particular afternoon, the fighters in the ring were Dynamite Lazaski and Pepper the Killer Jones. Mr. Hanover was screaming instructions to each through the ropes. Save your punches. Go all 10 rounds. That's the way to win. Go the distance. As philosopher king of this shadowy and unpromising world, he believed in his self-appointed mission to make Baltimore famous for being, of all things, a world-renowned center for boxing. He said, quote, "People always come to see boxing because they like to see blood," end quote. And so every day he trained these steelworkers and seamen and losers down on their luck to punch their way to glory and riches and fame, and in so doing, make Baltimore the city that boxes. And for a few of them, he did, sort of. He got them the fights he promised he would get them, 10-rounders in Steelworkers Hall in Dundalk. And so for a while in the 1950s, he had convinced himself that he was leading Baltimore to glory. He saw his fighters drawing the crowds and in his smoky dream saw Baltimore on the way to becoming Fight Town America. But time caught up with Eli Hanover and would end his story without the ending he had hoped for. The block itself went into a decline. The number of wannabes who had bought into his gauzy vision dwindled. A generation was coming along that was not particularly enamored of seeing nosebleeds. Still, Hanover remained a believer and kept training his fighters, sending him out to draw the crowds, their punch-drunk heads gauzy with illusion. The old pugilist who dreamed of making Baltimore America's fight town and who trained dozens of fighters to go the distance died in 1951 at age 57. He could not go the distance.